Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Celebrities, real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building.
PT Cruiser, Pastor Troy.
What's up with the gangsters, y'all?
What's
all right,
up,
man?
Sir?
Staying down with it. How you feel, baby?
I haven't seen you in a while, man.
Yeah, man. Good to see y'all, boys. Good to see my boy Shy. I ain't seen you since your birthday party down
in Columbia. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just kicking up. What you got going?
Now, you remained relatively independent your whole career. Why is that?
Man, I started off independent, man. You know what I mean? Had some contract disputes that made me have to go major for a little while. But after I was finished with my contract, I just went back to my independent roots with a lot of that major game with me.
You said you had to go major?
I had to go major, man, because I hooked up with this guy, Gene Griffin, signed a contract, and it stopped me from having my own label. And it was like I signed on to him. Mm-hmm. He turned me over to Universal or whatever.
Oh, wow.
It was cool, man. It worked out for me. It was a good thing. I learned a lot being with the majors. But when I went back independent, I was sure enough ready. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's trying to get back to being independent,
right.
You know what I mean? So I'm glad I've been here.
Back then, a lot of people wanted to sign you. I remember Scarface wanted to sign you to
Def Jam South. Yeah, man. You know, he was hollering at me, man. I come home one day, man. Scarface sitting in the living room with my parents. I'm like,
really?
What in the world going on? Yeah, man. It was so crazy, man, because everybody knows my father's a pastor, man. And that time, Scarface really just wanted to meet my dad more than he wanted to meet me.
Wow.
But it was all good, man. Real cool. You know, down south, man, I was telling somebody in an interview yesterday, man, like Backbone and I were probably the first solo artists to sign, you know, major deals in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And, man, just after that, man, it just opened up so many doors, man. You know what I mean? It's still popping up down there now, you know, mm-hmm. that same kind of sound.
I forgot why Scarface said you didn't sign.
Yeah,
he talked about
we ain't signed because he told the people at Universal. They were like, what? You want to do what? With who? He got another album over here. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So you got to be cool when you're doing stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Got you.
Yeah, they see Andrew like Puffy wanted to sign me. Puffy go up there like, yeah, Monty, what's up, Avery? I want Pastor Troy. What, you want Pastor Troy? Yeah, he got another album over here.
Wow,
Puffy wanted to sign you too.
Yeah, man. You know, he was trying to do the Bad Boy South stuff. You know what I mean? He used to come down and hang out at the Bounce and stuff with me and Tip. It'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Now, your father was actually a pastor, so the name ain't, because somebody asked me that. Is he a reverend?
Yeah. My father, he still is a pastor down in ATL, man. That was one of the most difficult things growing up with him being a pastor, man. Rap was kind of taboo in the house. I couldn't listen to it like that, man, which really made it really special to me, man. You know what I mean? And that college, man, down at Payne College in Augusta, Georgia, man, about 20 years old, man, I stepped to my parents as a sophomore, like, look, I'm about to be a rapper.
And what did they say?
Are you crazy? You know what I mean? But, you know, it all worked out. You know, I just explained it to him, man. This is just something I want to do, man. Something I need to try at 20 as opposed to 30. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they was down. They was down with it, man. Gave me their support. And I had to go make it pop off then, man, and it worked.
Did your father ever listen to any of your lyrics and be like, nah, son, we got to talk about.
You know what, man? Vice versa.
Yes, sir.
That's one of the songs, man. When I originally wrote that song, man, I said it as a poem at college, man, like a talent show. Mm-hmm. Man, they booed me out the building, man. You know what I mean? They were like, he the Antichrist, he this, he that. And I was like, I really didn't understand those things, man. You know, the song is like, what if heaven was hell and vice versa. So I had to hit my dad up like, hey, dad, my friend wrote this song, man, called Vice Versa. And he talking about this, he talking about that. My dad just really kind of explained to me like, man, you know, ain't nothing wrong with somebody saying, what if? You know what I mean? People can ask questions every day, you know what I mean? And it just made me feel a lot better about the record. Right. Man, 2 years later, I finally heard the beat, and I was like, this the beat for Vice Versa. And then when I did it, man, everybody ended up loving that record, man.
Wow. It's crazy because there's a scripture in the Bible now that says it's going to be a time where good is going to be made to look like evil.
Man, dog.
God is going to be made to look like Satan.
It has not. That song, man, it makes more sense today than it ever has, man. You know what I mean? What if good was really bad? What if bad was really good? Mm-hmm. What would you do? Mm-hmm. You know?
Now, what does the belt mean for people who don't know? You always have the belt.
I always
have
the belt.
Now you got the helmet with you.
Yeah, man. I brought the Bulldog helmet out, too, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, man, because my South Carolina boy in here, man. Okay. They got to come down to Georgia this year.
Yes, sir.
We're going to beat them Gamecocks to death. We're going to beat them to death. Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, but check it out. The belt, man, you know, everybody know I had the infamous beef with Master P at the beginning of my career. And my big event, man, my coming out party was the birthday bash. It's kind of like the summer jam up here down in Atlanta. And, I was on the original bill, man. This one, I was hot. This was my future Rich Homie Quan days and everything, man. Master P being the big dog in the game that he was, he had me took off the show.
Shut it down.
He replaced me, but he didn't know that he couldn't replace me in ATL like that. The people was ready to see me, man. This was going to be my first time coming out with that No More Playing GA.
Right.
Man, they put P on the show, and, man, he had a long day out there, man. I'm talking about.
Why did y'all have beef, though?
Man, it really wasn't even beef, man. I just came in, like, with the song, man. We were just like, we were going at anybody. Everybody on top, man.
And that's a strategy a lot of people have used.
Yeah, man.
After that, you know, go whoever is the hottest right now.
At that time, you was just trying to sell records.
It wasn't nothing like that, man. I respect P, man. He the best. You know what I mean? You can't really even be jealous of somebody unless you're flattered by him. Right. You know what I mean? So, even now, man, if me and P did a song today, that joint would go. You know what I mean? Because everybody still knows the rivalry. Right. Goody Mob ended up bringing me out on that concert, man.
They brought you out.
They brought me out on stage. Yeah, man, this ATL, we can't let nobody shut us down. Come on out, Troy. 20,000-30,000 people went retarded.
Did you feel blackballed after that, though?
Nah, everything's been great ever since then.
Did P ever step to you? Because P ain't no hoe now.
Nah, he ain't, man. I really ran across me and C Murder, man. I'm glad we ain't never really hurt each other, man. I'm glad that we were able to catch up after everything and kind of smooth things out, but it's all cool.
So you never had a conversation with P or nothing?
Man, we ain't even chopped it up. You know, he had signed on with Universal after that also, but they just kind of kept us separate. That's when I knew it was time for me to get back independent and out the building. You know what I mean?
So he was running the building at
that time. Yeah, you know what I mean? Let me get up out of here, man, and do my thing.
Now, that phone call, was that a real phone call?
Nah, AP. Man. Yeah, we just did it in the
everybody
studio.
I think they soldiers. Tell them Pastor Train of Downtown Georgia Boy said, we ready, let's go to war.
Man, dog, but us just sitting in the studio tripping, doing that joint, whoever would have thought that we would have knocked Master P, you know what I mean, from just some brothers in the studio trying to get on, man. It's great. A lot of dudes that came at me, they probably got some phone calls at me, but it just ain't working for them, you know?
Now, Wale running around with the championship belt now.
Yeah, I caught Wale down at birthday bash. You better put that damn belt up, boy.
He had the belt with him then?
No, he did not. I had mine, though. I was like, yo, Wale. He was like, all right, Troy, yeah, I know it is all right, you know?
Now, you had a little beef with Little John, too, which I didn't know about. Because, I mean, you appeared on so much of his music.
Yeah, man, that's why I was mad with Little John, man, because we were supposed to keep that pipeline going. I left the majors to go independent, and I was just going to bank off of still doing the albums with the guys who still had the major deal.
Yeah.
You know, but it just didn't work out that way. You know, and it's cool. You know, everybody grow up and learn and stuff like that, man. I'm just glad my position with the people always remain the same.
Y'all cool now, you and John?
Yeah, he's straight, man. You know, they got into the EDM and all that stuff real hard, man. Yeah, man. So that's a new lane, man. I got to check out, see what's going on over there. I know my voice will fit in with what they got going. Yeah, Walker's doing it too, man. What's up, Lil Walk?
What was the beef over, though? Like,
you know what, man? I was talking to John, explaining the same thing to him. Look, man, that was a drastic move for me to leave Universal at that time, man, and go back independent. So I was still going to keep my presence by these records with artists like him. So I'm talking to John. He telling me, Troy, look, I got to get you back on this next album, man. When we get back to the ATL, I got to get your verse. All right, cool. Man, I talked to Steve Gottlieb at the time, the president at the time of TVT. He was like, yeah, man, John just turned his album in, man. I was like, where's Troy at? I'm like, he just turned his album in. Wow. We're supposed to be recording next week. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But that's how the game goes. You know, I understand how the game goes now. It'd be a whole bunch of, hey, man, I'm going to call you next week. Mm-hmm. You know, I get it now. Then it was more to the heart. But right. Now, I do it to people.
you think it was because of, like, that whole crunk movement that passed?
You know what, man?
It wasn't John went to do the snap thing after the crunk.
Man, you know what? I was a problem down there with that whole thing, man. I was the one that they kind of didn't want to be next to when that stuff was going on, man, because Pastor Troy, I was kind of up here, and those guys were a little bit behind me with that. So, like, man, come on, throw it up. As crazy as that record is, man, we don't have a video for it.
Classic to this day.
We didn't do a video for Throw It Up. Come on, man. You know what I mean? That's the kind of stuff that frustrated me.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to address some stuff like that. Man, we ain't got no video for Throw It Up.
Hey, listen, man, I like crunk music because I like when I work out, I listen to old school crunk.
Get you going.
I listen to Throw It Up 3-4 times a week right now to this day.
Get you going. That's good, man. That's dope. And, man, for those songs to still stick like that, man, like, man, my show set, man, hitting them with coming out on Throw It Up, following up with Vice Versa, come back with Are We Cutting, ending it with No More Playing GA. You got to have your show to come out to PT, man. You feel me?
Do you think that, you know, as an artist that made those kind of records, when you get older, you can still perform them?
I don't know how I'm going to perform. Hey, man, I feel like Frankie Beverly now. That's what I call it, man. I'm like, man, you know, I ain't really got to make a whole lot of music, man. My show set, man, dog, after them 20, 30 minutes, man, I'm about to die up there, man. You know what I mean? So, it's all good.
Was it hard for you to adjust to the new sounds coming out of ATL because you came up in the crunk era?
Man, what's really so surprising about it, man, is that it's really going back to that same old violence crunk sound, the jumping around and stuff like that, the OG Makos and the stuff like that, man. All that hollering and stuff, man, I've been doing that for 15 years now, you know what I mean? The heavy bass, the gunshots in the music, man. That's old PT.
What's the difference of Atlanta now opposed to when you was running through Atlanta crazy when your records was on fire?
Man, the difference with Atlanta now is that it wasn't the struggle that it was when I was trying to get on, man. Come on, I was up here performing at the Tunnel and stuff like that, begging, flexing them to play a Pastor Troy record, man. It'd probably be the only song that they played the whole night, that one South record. We're going to play one South record tonight, and that's it. You know, and just to come up here now, just even as I just saw people bouncing around the office up here, man, they singing Rich Homie Quan, just humming it, man, just to see how it's done changed, man, you know what I mean? I don't really think that they really know what it really took to it to get to that point where it's at, man. There was some real sacrifices going on.
And the fashion has changed a lot as well.
Getting booed. Oh, the fashion has definitely changed. You know what, but those things, it's crazy, man. I was just talking about my responsibility with rapping, man, and just looking at the music that's coming out of Atlanta. Some of those guys never really had a responsibility in their music, man. You know what I mean? So you can't expect them to make some responsible music. You know, kind of referring back to the OG Mako and Future thing. OG was like, you know, saying whatever he had to say. He doesn't make that kind of music. So you can't expect nothing more from him, man. You know what I mean? So ATL is real special, man. I'm glad I got in when I got in, man. They have to respect what
now
I say.
You mentioned Future. You mentioned OG Maker. What do you think about some of the artists? What do you think of Future now?
Man, I'm really loving Future Campaign, man, because I haven't seen him come up, man. He's been at this thing a long time, too. You know what I mean? People probably just seen him the last 4 or 5 years, but, man, Future been grinding 10 years plus. You know
Dungeon
what I mean?
Dungeon family.
Yeah, man. So to see those guys kind of get their shine on, man, I love it. You know what I mean? Guys like that, man, because they still him, artists like him, Waka, stuff like that, man, we really still kick it. A lot of those guys in ATL, man, I'm still a threat to. Mm-hmm. So you don't hear us on a lot of records and stuff like that, man. And I get it. It's cool. Mm-hmm. But y'all don't woke up a sleeping giant.
Did they come to you for advice? Like, who would come to you and say, listen, can we chop it up? And
you know what? Bankroll Fresh is one of the little artists, man, that's been coming to me, you know, hollering at me, reaching out to me, man, paying a lot of homage to me, man. I'm the one that's running around getting advice from artists like 8-Ball and MJG and stuff like that, man. Those guys come out and hang out at my studio, man. Just seeing them sitting in my living room in my studio, man, where I listen to these guys in my headset, mm-hmm. it just make me feel like I did it all right, man. Make me feel like $1 million.
It's interesting that what you said about the OG Mako and Future thing, because people get in flack for talking about drugs. But, I mean, y'all era was straight violence.
Yeah,
beat you up, guns, stomp you out the club.
Yeah, man, it was totally different, man. But I think it was more from a different place, man. People were enjoying the energy, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Enjoying the energy. It was a lot of fights and a lot of violence that came with it. But it wasn't – my thing was being able to separate myself from the two. All right. Pastor Troy does this kind of music. He raps about this and everything. But me, Michael Troy, look, I ain't going to tell you to do none of that stuff that Pastor Troy is doing. Pastor Troy ain't going to get in no trouble for that. Mm-hmm. Michael Troy is going to get in trouble. Like, right. You going to get in trouble if you do it too. You know what I mean? So
did your dad ever go to any of your shows?
Man, I just performed for my parents, man, Thanksgiving of last year.
All this time, they only went to one show.
Man, it was the only one that was safe for them to come to. You know what I mean? We did something in Atlanta, man. I performed down there with like a live band, like a Pastor Troy Unplugged. And man, it felt so good to do, man, because they know every weekend, man, for 15 years, every weekend, I've been on the road doing this.
Right.
And it was just felt good to sit them down and just let them see what I do. You know what I mean?
And what
let
they say after?
They enjoyed it, man. They really. My mom is. She's all the way down with it, man. Right. She represents. You know what I mean? She got all those jams on her phone. When I call her, vice versa, she might answer the phone. Yeah, you know what I mean. So it's dope, man. It's dope.
I want you to touch on what you was talking about earlier. You said that the struggle that down south artists had to go through with New York artists. Yeah. I remember Outkast got booed at the Source Awards.
Oh yeah, man. You know, they just wasn't giving us the time of day. And I understand why, man. It was like, man, the booty shake music was going on, man. They ain't rapping about nothing. They ain't really a whole bunch of substance. Then we started coming with something. I know that I'm one of those defining artists that made artists. People from New York tell me all the time, Troy, you one of the first ones down south that made me say, all right, man, we got to see what they're talking about. They might be doing something down there. Mm-hmm. And I love that, man. You know what I mean? I doubted that would have happened without me taking that step and signing with Universal when I did, man. It just let me open it up a little bit. But, man, Nori and just everybody.
Nori,
man,
did we ready over.
Man, just so many people from New York just started showing me love, man. They just love the energy. It was just so different, man. And now you come down to ATL, man, and it's just popping, man. I'm talking, I got so many homeboys from New York that live in Atlanta now, man. I'm just glad that the Civil War kind of ended. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Even when you talk about the EDM thing, you kind of experimented it a little bit when you did like the Timbaland record, Are We Cutting?
Yeah, man, it was cool, man. Man, I probably performed Are We Cutting 5-6 times to date, man. That album came out. It just ain't fit with the rest of the Pastor Troy stuff, man. Come on, these fools are like, man, we don't want to hear no Are We Cutting. We want to hear Kill Somebody, right. you know what I mean? It just ain't fit into my playlist. So I love the record. It did great at radio and stuff like that, but it just ain't fit in well with Vice Versa and No More Play.
Was that the label telling you to do those kind of records?
Of course, man. Of course. And it was cool. I appreciate it for what it was, man. You know what I mean? Who can say that they had a single on a blockbuster movie like that, man? You know what I mean? Had a single for the soundtrack. So it was cool. $500,000 video shoots and stuff like that, man. A lot of people ain't going to be able to experience that.
Right.
Especially now. You know what videos cost? $5,000, you know?
It's crazy because it don't seem like it was that long ago.
Yeah, man. That's probably been a while. Yeah, man.
Now, on the Wikipedia, it says you're the world's biggest scam artist. What the hell that mean?
I don't know. Nah, I ain't looked that one up yet. That's a trip. Hey, man, independent artists, man, they better understand. We jugging out here, baby. You better be ready, Jack.
I remember there was a story about a woman that said you scammed her and all this stuff. She took out all these loans for you.
Yeah, man. She's straight. We still kicking it together now. You know, it'd be those hot days, man. You do things that you wish you could take back down, but they don't understand how that internet game go. You know, just stuff people put up out of frustration. Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing.
Now, you've said that people still feel threatened by you, other artists, and haven't done songs with you. Are there people you've reached out to that you've wanted to work with and...
I ain't reached out to nobody. There's people reached out to me. We did the songs, and that sounds so dope on them. They still ain't used the songs.
They took you, oh, wow.
You know
wow.
what I mean? So I'm like,
what's some of the biggest records they done took you off of?
Not really the biggest records they took off of. You probably ain't even
because you never heard it.
Heard it. Yeah, you know what I mean.
So, really?
Yeah, man, that's cool though. I love the competition, man, because they boys know he ain't going nowhere. He gonna have that belt. He gonna have that helmet. And if he at a show with me, please let me be going before him.
What were some of the issues? Like, they was it because you had went against P and they was riding with P? What was
man,
it?
It wasn't even really like that.
You kill
man.
Them on their own track.
Kill them on their own tracks. I'm talking about DDTM on their own tracks. Come wow. on, man. Mm-hmm. Check out my feature resume, man. You know what I mean, man? Ain't nobody ever drowned me.
But that
I
should just
drown
make people go back
people.
And redo their verse, and that's
you know
what it should
that's
do.
What it should do, but, man, it make people now say, nah, I don't want them next to me. You know what I mean? And that's crazy, man. That ain't how I came up in the game. If I knew it was going to be like that, I wouldn't have did them songs with y'all. I'm on everybody's first album that came out of Atlanta. If you popped and you came out of Atlanta, you had to come and get a song from Pastor Troy on that first album, man.
But they didn't return the favor.
They didn't return the favor. Okay. They didn't return the favor. You know, man, come on, man. We had just knocked off Master P. You don't think we could have knocked off any and everything trying to come up in Atlanta? Mm. That just wasn't the approach I took, man. We trying to go up and get into New York. And I'm one artist, man. We need some more artists. We need allies in here. After we built up the allies, I don't feel like I got it back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know you can see it.
Right.
How'd that Nori We Ready remix happen?
Crazy, man. Just Nori caught me at a concert, man. We were like in North Carolina or something like that, man. It was like the Rough Rider tour. Mm-hmm. They had threw me on that joint, man. And he saw how crazy they was acting down there. He was like, yo, I need to be on that remix. I was like, you want to get on No More Playing GA? Yeah, man, I'm with it. I don't need nothing from you. Let's go. I was like, man, that's dope because that was like my first time. You know, that's when I started seeing that it was sticking. Right. You know what I mean? That it's sticking. What, man? We spreading up out of Georgia. No More Playing GA. We in North Carolina. We in VA. LA, DC, man. DC is probably one of my still top markets now, right. Man. They just love that kind of music.
Now, you was on Judge Alex's show twice.
Yeah.
for failing to show up for a show.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Man, Judge Alex, he real cool, man. That's my homie, man, dog. When they were doing that stuff, man, it was kind of really, it was all, I'm looking at the national promotion. I'm independent, right. Man. You can't beat that kind of national promo, man. Them little shows that they was talking about, man, you know when you do those little shows like that, they pick up whatever discrepancies it is or whatever. Right. I need the TV time.
So you got that
the whole
TV
up
time.
And go out there and talk about this movie. We was homeboys and all that stuff, man. So
that
was working
real?
Out like that. One of the shows that I missed was real. Homeboy had a show, man. Like, I had problems in Augusta, Georgia, man. You know what I mean? It's hard in your hometown. A lot of people die in their hometown. Rest in peace to Chinks, right. Doe B, all those people like that, man. It's real hard where you come from. People don't get it. And Homeboy just had a show booked in one area, but it was on the same radio frequency as Augusta, man. These boys can hear this, man. These boys can ride 30 minutes down the street, you know what I mean? I just didn't feel good about that show, you know what I mean?
And
so
safety is the number one thing.
Number one, man, you know what I mean? So damn what you talking about. You going to miss out on the right. Night. What my family going to miss out on if I don't make it back home.
Right.
So like that, man.
That's smart.
You still got problems like that or nah?
Man, dog, I done kept it so smooth. I know that if Augusta is the only place that I have problems, I mean, it's not the whole city of Augusta. It's just those couple people, man. You just can't put yourself in them situations, man. Right. Why would I go down here with these fools shooting back and forth when I can go enjoy this beautiful world with all this peace and
happiness? Damn right.
I just ain't gonna go. You know what I mean?
You ain't never pick up the phone and try to call anybody? Like, hey, man, let's look.
Man, dog, now the legend is so big with it, man. It ain't nobody to even call. These now it's done went down to little BGs and babies and stuff, man. They telling me I got a, what is it called, no-fly zone and stuff. I'm in the city. They telling me I got a no-fly zone. I was like, yeah, it's rough out here. I'm here with a no-fly zone. I said, yeah, it's rough. So much love to Augusta, man. You know, I take pride in it just from being where I made my start from, but I was from Atlanta.
Right.
That's why I took all the pride in Georgia, man. I didn't come with the just ATL. I put the pride, the attention on the state as opposed to just the city. You know what I mean? Augusta meant a lot to me. Atlanta had Outkast, Goody Mob, Master P, all those, you know, his presence was real strong in Atlanta, but Augusta, 2 hours down the road, they didn't have anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a lot of my Atlanta game and just applied it down there in Augusta and took my game back up the road to Atlanta. Now I'm in the game with something I couldn't accomplish straight up right there for the city. You know what I mean?
You did a lot of that in South Carolina too. Columbia,
South Carolina, man. 48. Columbia, 48, man. Those boys are 48, man. Bluff Road. Those boys, my first show that I did in Columbia, man, in 98-99, those boys at my last show I did in Columbia last weekend. Mm. You know what I mean? And that's just real dope, man. They just really became like family to me, man. Across the Southeast, man, from Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida. I do so well down south and get so much love down south that I really don't have to do a lot of stretching, man.
Right.
I'm booked up every weekend running around city to city. We don't have to do club concert venues like they might necessarily have to do up here, man. It's just enough clubs
right.
to go Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, man, and we get it on down there.
Did you ever really have a double wide trailer in Columbia? Somebody told me that.
It was just an RV.
Okay.
RV. I just bring
like
up and stretch out.
Like, Trey got a double wide trailer on 48. I said, for real?
Yeah, man. I just come out there on the RV and spread it out on the road, just kick it with them boys. Much love to Yachty. All
yeah,
my boys
Yachty,
up there,
Roy.
Man.
What's happening?
You already know.
Now, how do you feel about the Confederate flag coming down? Because you used to have the flag in your video.
Yeah,
even,
man.
Even you, Little John.
Yeah, man. You know what? When I look at that, man, with the whole thing, me being down there, man, in Columbia, that flag, man, we see it so much. We see it so often down there, man. But it had almost gotten to a point where it was kind of a sleeping giant itself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where that joint was, all right, it's hanging, but it really wasn't affecting us like that,
man. You were kind of numb to it.
You know what I mean? We were numb to it. We know what it represents, whatever, man. We done knew all these years. My whole lifetime, that thing been flying, you know what I mean, down south. But when they put all this attention on it, it made people show their pride and allegiance to it even more.
Right.
You feel me? And that's what I didn't like about it, because now the person that had one flag got five flags on the back of his truck. You know what I mean? The NASCAR event. I went to a NASCAR event last year, man. Mm-hmm. American flags, couple of Confederate flags. Okay, it's cool. After they took that down, that next NASCAR race, you should have saw it. You know what I mean? Everybody and their mama, the kids, and everybody showing off that pride. So sometimes I feel like we woke a sleeping giant, man. I wish it was something that we could have just kept on saying, shooting a bird at, like we've been doing for all these years, you know what I mean?
What did it mean to you when you had it in your videos, like you and John?
Man, it meant to me, uh-oh, y'all better watch out. We coming, we getting some legit money. Y'all can't keep on locking us up and banging us up at that courthouse where this thing flying. Mm-hmm. We about to get legit. And I threw it on into the camera, let it hit the ground or whatever.
Mm-hmm. When you see people now, do you think that they're racist when they fly?
You
especially
know
being that, like you said, they do it even more now. Like, oh, this, we know what y'all think about it.
You know what, man? Me being the historian that I am, I try to find our whole story in it, man. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of black soldiers in that Carolina area, man, fought for the Confederacy, for their freedom. You know what I mean? Man, soldiers, slave owners stepping them, look, the tide changing the war, we losing. If the South win, you'll be free. Come on, man. Those guys slave, they were like, man, freedom? You know what I mean? It could have been one of our grandfathers. It could have been one of yours. You know, they fought for the Confederacy. But it wasn't nothing about fighting for the Confederacy. It was just all about freedom. So for me, I just try to find the pride in it. Even myself, I just say, y'all flying it for my grandfather. He fought for it too.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, man.
Oh, gangster, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all know we go way back, gangsters.
And where do you want to see Atlanta go? This is my final question. Where do you want to see Atlanta go in the future?
Man, dog. To the Super Bowl. That's about it. Hey, make sure y'all check out We Was Homeboys. We Was Homeboys on WeWasHomeboys.com, man. We got a part one, part two to this little independent movie I shot, man. Y'all stay down with it. Your boy Pastor
Troy. What's that, mixtape? What's that?
Yeah, mixtape, man. Crown Royal 6, man. I brought y'all a whole gift package.
Word. Appreciate
it. We Was Homeboys. What's that about?
We Was Homeboys, man. It was just something that I always wanted to do, shoot an independent movie, man. Come on, Universal done put millions of dollars in my face. I might as well give it back in a movie.
Right.
So it just only made sense. You know, Atlanta, man, is the new Hollywood of the South, man. They really shooting a lot of movies down South, man. I think that's going to really be the next transition in the city, man. Come on. It's 50 million rappers. I better figure out something else.
Do you feel like those shows in Atlanta represent, like, all the reality shows? How representative of Atlanta do you think? Real Houses of Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop. They even had the Atlanta reality show.
Man, I'm not a real big fan of it, man. Of course, they done stepped to me numerous times about doing Love and Hip Hop.
I bet they did.
Man, Nico is not about to be beating me up and all this. Steven, no, man.
But what about your own show?
That's what I'm more so thinking about, man. I'm really thinking about doing something with my dad, man. Pastor Troy and Pastor Troy, just letting
that
him see
sense.
What
that
I do
sense.
And what
incorporate
he do
everything.
And how we rock out together.
Because it seems like you have an interesting life.
It's very interesting, man. It's real dope, man. I just love being independent, man. Come on. A lot of independent artists don't have this kind of reach.
But would you be willing to put everything, like your kids and your family?
You know what, man? You got to be really careful with your kids, man. Look at that. You know, I heard y'all talking, you know, a little bit earlier. But you just got to, that's kind of a touchy thing. Now, y'all want to know about Pastor Troy or you want to know about Micah? Mm-hmm. Now, Pastor Troy will put out there for display. Y'all can have them, man, and do whatever y'all want to. But you got to keep something for yourself.
Damn right. Right.
All right. Well, it's Pastor Troy. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.